Today's Amud for Chazara is Yavamis Amigimel Mabiz. We're holding on Amigimel Mabiz, 6 lines from the top, by the word Meisfei. So ask the Gemara Meisfei, Akashna Bar Kapara. Bar Kapara had said, Bidas Rab Shimon, that even though Rab Shimon holds Einis Rechalalisr, that Rab Shimon who holds Einis Rechalalisr, that's true even when the two Isurim are Chal Bavas Achas. Even when the two Isurim are Chal Bavas Achas, Rab Shimon also holds that you're only going to be Chayev for one Isur. So ask the Gemara, but we learned in the Braisa, Zar Shashimish Beshabbos, Ubamum Shashimish Betoma, if you have a Zar that does Avayda in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. So he's a Zar and he's doing Molacha on Shabbos. Or a Balmum Shashimish Betoma, so he's a Kayin Balmum doing Avayda and he's doing a Betoma. So Yeshka Mishim Zaras and Mishim Shabbos. In the first case, he's being over on two Isurim, Zaras and Shabbos. And the second case, Mishim Balmum and Mishim Toma, Divir Rabbi Yaisi, that's Rabbi Yaisi Shita, that he's Chayiv Shtayim. Rabbi Shimon Aimer, Ein Kan Elim Mishim Zaras and Balmum Bilvad. Now Rabbi Shimon says that no, you're only going to be Chayiv one, whichever one's more Chamer, or whichever one came first. So in the first case, the Zaras came first, in the second case, Balmum came first. Vila Malika Shaira. Now the Gemara is Medayik that the Braisa left out a third case that we've always been discussing, and that's the case of a Zar Sha'acha Malika. So Laman Shaira, it's mashma that the Braisa left it out on purpose because the halacha in that case is different. And really everyone would agree. So Laman Shaira, who did the Braisa leave it out for? Who would agree to who in such a case? Elim Rabbi Yaisi. That it's Rabbi Yaisi who would agree in such a case that you're only chayiv one. That doesn't make sense. Because hashter Rabbi Yaisi be'isr koil mechayiv shtayim, be'isr vasachas mibay. If even by the first two cases, where the reason why you're chayiv shtayim according to Rabbi Yaisi is because isr could be chal isr by an isr koil, so then surely in the third case of Azar Sha'acha Malika, where the two isurim are chal vasachas, surely if he holds isr koil, surely he's going to hold of isr vasachas that you're going to be chayiv shtayim. Elolav Rabbi Shimon, it must be left out because of Rabbi Shimon, who be'isr Kailu hu the potter, and the Braisa is showing us that the Rav Shimon only argued by the first two cases. He only argued when it comes to an Isser Kailu. He held that ain Isser Kailu Isser even by an Isser Kailu. Aval be Isser Vasachas Mechayiv, but by an Isser Vasachas, like by the case of Azar Shach Malika, so then even Rav Shimon would agree that you're Chayiv Shtayim, and that's a Tiyufta, the Barkapara Tiyufta. This is the Raya to Rav Chia, who said that by Vasachas, even Rav Shimon agrees that you're Chayiv Shtayim. Now we mentioned one of the cases that we've discussed was a Zar Shashimish B'Shabbos, was a Zar who did Avayda in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. So according to Rabbi Yaisi, he's Chayiv Shtayim, one because he's a Zar, and also because he's doing Malacha, he's doing Avayda in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. So B'mai, which Chelik of the Avayda are we being Mechayiv him for us doing the Sisser? He B'Shchita, if the Chelik of the Avayda that he did was Shchita, so why would he be Chayiv Shtayim? Shchita b'zar k'sherus. Shchita is kosher with the zar. It's not, there's no isser of zaris. Vi b'kabbalah v'haylacha. And if the isser that he did was kabbalah and haylacha, so then tiltul ba'almuhu. So then that's just an isser muksa. That's not going to warrant a chiyuv chatos or even an isser daraisa. And yiba haktara, if the isser that he did was haktara siburim, so the isser of havara, the malach of havara, va'am rav yaisi havara lulav yatasa. That there's no chiyuv chatos for havara. Havara doesn't have kares. Havara is just a lav ba'almuh. So Rav Acha Bar Yaakov says the Gemara Tarets number 1. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov says that we're talking about Shchita. Shchita Bzark Shera. B'Shchita as Parei Shal Kohen Gadol. We're talking about on Yom Kippur, where a Zar went ahead and shechted the Parei Shal Kohen Gadol. Ukedivrei Oimer Shchita as Parei Shal Kohen Gadol Bzark Psula. According to the Mandamar who says that it has to be shechted by the Kohen Gadol and no one else. We'll ask the Gemara, Yachi, if so, so then my area is Zar, if you do Kohen Hedyat Nami. These Yisurim apply even to a Kohen Hedyat. Even the Kohen Hedyat is not allowed to shech the Par Shal Kohen Gadol if you hold that Shechita Bizar Psula by the Par Shal Kohen Gadol. If you hold that the Kohen Gadol has to do it, then it's only the Kohen Gadol, not even the Kohen Hedyat. So why talk about the Zar Shashimish B'Shabbos? It could have even been a Kohen Hedyat Shashimish B'Shabbos. So says the Gemara, Nechanami, Shazar Etzlai Kamar. Zar doesn't necessarily just mean a non-Kohen. It just means someone who's a stranger, an outsider to this Avayda. If you hold that the Shechitas Parish or Kohen Gadol has to be done through the Kohen Gadol himself, so then in this context, even the Kohen Hedyat is called a Zar, so that's all included. The word Zar is all inclusive of anybody who's possible for this Avayda. So if he does this, if he does the Shechitas of Kohen Gadol, Parish or Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, he's going to be Chayiv Shtayim. Maskefa Rav Ashi asks the Kasha, and really this is like a second Teretz, that why can't it be Kabbalah, Eilacha, Haktara. You said because then he's not Chayv Chatos. So what? Midi Chatois, Katani, Eilavi, Katani. Did Rabbi Yossi ever say you're Chayv two Chatois or two Lavin? Eli Isuri be'alma kachashiv. He's just saying that you're Oivra, two Isurim. And the Mainaf Kamino, you'll say, why, what difference does it make? I'll tell you, Lekayver ben Risham Gemurim, it makes a difference where he'll be buried. Now we know that he's Oivra and two Isurim. He's a bigger Rasha, but Eilachanami, maybe it's only Muksa, maybe it's only Alav, there's no Chatos. It doesn't change the fact that he's being Oivra and two Isurim. Says the Mishnah now, Shnaim Shekitcher Shtei Nashim. You have Reuven and Shimon that married Rachel and Leah, and Lav Dafka they brothers, Reuven and Shimon, and Lav Dafka are Rachel and Leah sisters. But two men married two women that we'll call Reuven and Shimon marrying Rachel and Leah. Ubeshas Knisas on the Chuppah when they did Nisuin, so Hachlifu Eshelzelazev Eshelzelazev, which literally means that they switched their spouses. But we'll see in the Gemara it means that they got switched by mistake. Now Reuven ended up doing Nisuin with Leah and being together with Leah, and Shimon ended up being together with Rachel. So the halacha is Ha're'elu chayavim mishum eishes ish. So in such a case, they're all chayav because of the isser of eishes ish. V'mayu achen, and if Reuven and Shimon are brothers, so that just compounds the isser, and now they're also going to be chayav mishum eishes ach. V'mayu achayais, and if Rachel and Leah are sisters, now it's even worse, now they're also going to be chayav mishum isha lachaysa because of the isser of achis isha. V'mayu nidais, and if Rachel and Leah were nidais, so then they're also going to be chayav mishum nida. So each one of them are going to be Oivra on four Isurim. Rachel, Leah, Reuven, Shimon, each one of them is Oivra on four Isurim, in total 16. Each one of them is being Oivra on Eishes Ish, Eishes Ach, Achis Isha, and Nida. And the Gemara will explain the Chiddush and why the Mishnah is speaking all this out. Now says the Mishnah that after all is said and done, that Umafrish and Ais and Shleisha Chadashim, we separate the wives from their husbands for 3 months, because Shemu Mubare is saying, because maybe they got pregnant from the Nisuin, during the Nisuin, and we need to know who the father is. If they have a child 8 months later and they're together with their husbands, even 9 months later, we won't know who the father is. So therefore, we have to make sure that they separate for 3 months. At that point, they'll be showing if they're expecting, and if they're not showing the stomach, they're not expecting, and then they could go back to being with their husbands. However, if Rachel and Leah were very young, and it's not possible physically for them to be carrying a child, so then Nachzir and Oysa Miyaz, then we allow them right away to return to their husbands. However, if they're Kehanais, so then they're possible from Chuma. That's something that the Gemara will explain. Now it says the Gemara that Hechlifu, they switched their wives on purpose. Midi Birshi Askinan, why would the Tana discuss a case of Rishayim? Just talk about the case where it happened by mistake. And furthermore, it sounds like from elsewhere that the Mishnah is discussing a mistake. Because Hadatani Reb Chia, Harekan Shesh Esrei Chatois, then in this Mishnah comes out in total there's going to be 16 Chatois, even Mazin Miika Karban. If the Mishnah is talking about a case where they did it by Mazin, so then there's no Karban at all. There is no Chatas Bechlau. A Chatas is only brought by a Shaygig. So it sounds like the Mishnah is talking about Shaygig. So I'm Rav Yehuda, yeah, Tani Hochlefu, switch the gear, so not that Hechlifu, that they did it on purpose, but rather Hochlefu, it got switched. And Hachanami Mestavra says the Gemara Raya that's talking about B'shaygig, the Katani Seifa, that Imayu Katani Shein Ruyas Leila Machzir Nois and Miyad. If the Rachel and Leah were Katanis, so we allow them right away to go back to their husbands. Now, if you be Mezid, Misharia, if they were Mezan and Bemezid, so would we allow them to go back to their husbands? If they did it Bemezid, so then they're asked to their husbands. So Elamai must be, it happened B'shaygig, it was an Oines. Says the Gemara, no, it's not a Raya, Halei Kasha. Maybe they did it Bemezid, but if Rachel and Leah are Katanis, so then Pitoi Katanis. The Tana holds that when a Katana is convinced into doing an Avera, so we consider her to be an Anusa, and an Anusa is mutter to her husband, who's the Yisrael. So that's why she's mutter to her husband. Not because it was B'shaygig, it could be it was B'mezid, but Pita Katana Oinesu. So Allah says the Gemara, the Raya that our Mishnah is definitely talking about Shaygig, is the Katani Mafrish and Aysan Shleisha Kadashim Shememu Bari saying. It says that if they're not Ketanais, so then we have to separate the women from their husbands for 3 months because maybe they're expecting. Mashma, Halamu Baru Sharian. If not for the fact that they'd be expecting, so they'd be mutter to their husbands. Now wait a second. Vi Bemezid, Mi Shari. If they were Mizan and Bemezid, would they be mutter to their husbands? Alaf Shramina, Hochlefu Shramina. It must be the Mishnah is talking about a case where they got mixed up a Shaygig. It was Nainais, and that's not something that they did, Bemezid.